things with the previous about the status of different foods that were not quite prepared in the regular way of bread. Normal bread has two processes to it. It has alisha, which is the blue lava, it has nafia, which is baking in an oven, and if both of those processes occur, that's considered to be bread for chal, that's considered to be bread for the bracha for motzi. But then you have other things that are getting somewhere in the middle, that they may resemble bread in some parts of this process, but not entirely. So we have the major machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash, spent a lot of time on last week. If you have a blue la'ova, shenis bashla, or blue la'ova that was deep fried, or blue la'ova maybe that was baked in the sun, all these kinds of things where no real afiyah happened to it, is it considered to be bread, both for ilchus chal as well as for ilchus bracha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is chayevas in chala. According to the Rash, it's not chayevas in chala. Within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, we had a further breakdown. Did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say that it's called lechem, and therefore you would make a moitzi on it? Or did Rabbeinu Tam mean to say, no, it's not called lechem, it's called an isa. An isa is enough to be mechayev in chala. So one of the examples that the Rishonim used to highlight all the different shitas was the question of the pasta, the question of the vinylized, whatever it's called, the itriot, the macaroni stuff. What's the din? What's the loch of this lakshin noodles thing? Is it chayv and chala, number one, and number two, would the bracha be hamaiti? So if it's chayv and chala, so Taisa said, yeah, Taisa said, of course it's chayv and chala. It's a classic blue of Hashem is bashal, so it should be chayavas and chala. At the end of, on Wednesday, that Rabbeinu Yoina threw a monkey wrench into that. Rabbeinu Yoina said maybe it falls short in terms of chala because of a technicality of what? Remember, it was a technicality of Rabbeinu Yoina? It's not achilas lechem. Rabbeinu Yonah's theory, the Ritva's theory, that there's an added component of Achilas Lechem, that's why Isaklov is potter, and that's why Lechem is Lekusach is potter. This is almost like not an Asiyas, not a Derech Achilas Lechem. But except for that quirk, and except for Rabbeinu Yechiel's issue about maybe it's Isa Asir Lechalek, those are almost tangential, but the basic thrust of the Sugya sounds, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it should for sure be Chayav Asin Chala. So Tosfos in a few places in Shas assumes that way, both in Brachas and in Tzachim, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Lokshin is Chayav Asin Chala. And then Tosfos raises the next question. So Tosfos says, Oba Zoy, there's Chayav Asin Chala, should you make a motzi on it? So that depends what we spoke about last week. So if the Chayav Chala, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is based on Hashem Lechem, Balila Ova is the Kaveh of Hashem Lechem, so if it's Lechem for Chala, then it should be Lechem for Hamotzi. So it sounds a little modna, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, you make a bracha and a bowl of lakshin, Hamotzi Lechem Aretz. But if you hold that it's not really called lechem, it's just that it's obligated in chala al tashem isa, then obviously the bracha is not hamotzi isa mi'aretz. Obviously that won't affect hilchos bracha. So Tosfos kind of leaves you hanging like that. Now whether or not you make the bracha of hamotzi and lakshin should l'chayr depend on things of Rabbi Ash. It's not even a starting of a discussion. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, l'chayr should depend on that. And then Tosfos makes it about face. That's where pretty much where we left off. Comes Tosfos and says no. Maybe there's a quirk in Hilchos Brachos. Maybe there's another factor in Hilchos Brachos that we have to take into consideration that will prevent me from reciting Hamotzi on a bowl of Lakshin. Even though it has all the makings, all the trappings of Lechem according to Rabbeinu Tam, but it still falls short of Hilchos Brachos. Why is that? Because in Hilchos Brachos it could be that it's not only necessary to have a Shem Lechem, the Cheftzef in Lechem, there's another din in Hilchos Brachos called Tzuras Apas. It has to look like lechem. It has to resemble to the eye. It has to have a tzura of pas. If something is missing a tzura of pas, even though it's technically, from the pure halachic vantage point, it's called lechem, that's not enough for Hilchos Brachos. Kach tiknu chachamim. Just because something is lechem, it's still not quite enough. What does that mean, tzura? Where do we find such an idea? Do we ever find such a precedent of tzura of pas? So we did find it a little bit. We spoke about it in the sugya of Vishal Bas Mechal, we spoke a little bit about in the previous sugyas. So we mentioned that in Hilchos Brachos, that if you take something which is bread, it has a shem bread on it, it's a piece of bread, and you throw it into a pot of soup, so what alters the bracha? What is the factor? We just mentioned it the other day also. So the one factor makes a difference. If you take bread and you cook it, it's a kazayis now. Remember the Rash, right? The Rash negated that gemara, but halacha Shulchan Aruch, it only depends on kazayis. What if you don't cook the bread? What if you take bread and you mix it with other things? You mix it with soup, honey, and other things, and you rebake it, or you just mush it up or something. You make some kind of a challah kugel out of it. So now what did the Gemara say? Then you could theoretically make hamotzi, even if what? Even if it's less than a kazayis, provided that you have what? Tzuras HaPas. So there is such an idea of Tzuras HaPas plays a role in Hilchos Brachos. So comes Tosfos from left field and says, Tzuras HaPas could sometimes make you make a motzi, and the absence of Tzuras HaPas could exempt you from making a motzi. Says Tosfos, You can call a bowl of pasta a shame lechem for today till tomorrow. You want to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, zilzad. You want to hold the lechem root of Rabbeinu Tam, also zilzad. But to say that it looks like a piece of bread, I mean, give a guy a bowl of pasta and tell him it's a piece of bread, he'll tell you that you're nuts, rightfully so. It doesn't look like bread. And to Hilchas Brachas purposes, it has to look like bread. It's not enough just to be halachically bread. So when all the dust settles, we have three very, very good reasons why we do not recite Hamotzi on a bowl of pasta. According to the Rash, there's nothing to discuss. It's not bread, it's not chayv and chal, it's mamish garnish. It's like any other mezonos product. But even according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the version that Rabbeinu Tam only held that it's chayv and chala al shem is and not al shem lechem, so then the bowl of pasta is not negotiable. And then we have a third reason to exempt us from making a mitzvah on a bowl of pasta, is even if everything else is stacked against us, but it still falls short in terms of Teresa Pasta. Lemaisa, nobody that I know of, no Rishon, nobody ever heard of this idea of making a mitzvah on pasta, but why depends on these three different possibilities. No, so Tosis is assuming that din, that sometimes things make a difference whether you eat a lot or a little, that's where you have pasta baba kistin. Pasta baba kistin is a shame pas, and pasta baba kistin looks like pas, it has a tursa pas, but it's snacky kind of a food. It's cookies and cakes, those kinds of things. So there, the Gemara draws a distinction whether you ate enough, could they could be a suda. Something which is fall short, either because it didn't have a fee or it's not a shame pas, or tursa pas, all those kinds of halachas, those halachas will be part of the gam. So that's pretty much how it played out in terms of the bowl of noodles, both in terms of Brachas HaParshas Challah and in terms of Brachas Brachas. So now that we spent a lot of time in the Gemara and the Rishonim, now let's get down L'maisa. Let's try to figure out L'maisa, how does this all play out, both in terms of your day of Challah and also in terms of Arachayim, in terms of Brachas Brachas. How do we pass in Halacha? Do we accept Rabbeinu Tam or not? If we don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, so then there's very little left to talk about. 80% of our shiur was about Rabbeinu Tam. So I imagine that's what the guys didn't come today, so they were assuming we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam, so we don't have to come to shiur today. It's Sunday of a Thanksgiving weekend, so Kavachem, Ben Benesh, Kavachem, and we're talking about Rabbeinu Tam, we probably don't accept the halacha. There are three good reasons not to come to shiur. Okay. Baruch Hashem, for you guys, everyone showed up. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, Hinuchas Challah, and does not make any mention of Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and Paskin straight like the Rash. But if you have a blila avrash in this shinis bashla, it's going to be ptura from chal. Finish. So lock shinis ptura from chal. Everything's ptura from chal. Everything, no matter what, is ptura from chal. Donuts are ptura from chal. Lock shinis, everything's ptura from chal. Because they're all blila avrash in this bashla. Aye, so what does the Mishnah mean? Chilasa isa v'sofa sufkinin. So what was the Rashi's pshad? Who remembers? Who was the Rashi's pshad? Chilasa isa v'sofa sufkinin? The kavana das means you were planning on originally baking it, and then you changed your mind. Okay, so then the bracha. So then the chiyuv challah kicked in already. But if it was daita mitchila kach to either to cook it or to deep fry it, which is like cooking, so then the Rashi maintains that there's no chiyuv challah. That's a shulchan aruch pasuk. It's fine. So that's really where the sugya should have ended. So the shach came along. Comes the halakha shach and the sad shulchan aruch and says, you know, not everyone agrees that it's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. Tosfos gives Rabbeinu Tam equal time. So the Shach says, you know, maybe we should treat it like a shtickel sfeika d'dina. You know, no one's going to really honestly tell you have to be matir challah, and no one's going to tell you that you should make a bracha on shalav bracha matzala. But the more correct thing to do is up the Shach is that one should be matir challah misofik on these bul avash and this bashla in deference to the view of Rabbeinu Tam. The lachatchil is a hider in deference to the view of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, that idea that we're going to be chayshish Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra, one could possibly differentiate between chalas Eretz Yisrael and chalas Chutz Laretz. Now, we know that chala b'zman hazeh is really midirabbanan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's most probably midirabbanan, even though we pask in the halacha that we have kedushas aretz b'zman hazeh, but there's something lacking in chala. There's some basic criteria necessary to be chayv in chala min haTorah that is lacking b'zman hazeh. What is that? What are we lacking b'zman hazeh? You know, B.S. Kulchem. The Torah says, "Vavachem v'ayah b'achochem v'vavachem b'la'aretz." So the Torah says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael b'lashin rabim, so the Gemara in the second paragraph of Ksubas Darshan, you need B.S. Kulchem, and therefore Chala, even Bizman Ezra was most probably only midirabbanim. Bizman Ezra for sure, Chala is only midirabbanim Eretz Yisrael because it's lacking in B.S. Kulchem. Whether that din of B.S. Kulchem is only true by Chala, whether it's true by Shmita, by Trumas Maisas, hopefully stay tuned for the third paragraph. Well, that'll be one of the big sugyas that we have coming up around the bend. In terms of the beginning of the third paragraph about Shemitah B'zman Hazeh, Challah B'zman Hazeh, Truma B'zman Hazeh, a lot of stuff there. But for our purposes, so Challah in Eretz Yisrael is most probably also B'drabbanan. Challah in Chutz Laretz is for sure D'rabbanan. That's not even a Havamina, that's a D'rabbanan. Why? Why is Challah for sure a D'rabbanan Chutz Laretz? Chametz Vatli Baretz. Mid D'rabbanan, unlike Shemitah and Trumas and Isis and the other mitzvot Luis Boretz, that Chazal left it on the Dindir Isis. Min HaTorah, you don't have to separate Trumah and Chutz La'aretz. And even Midir Abonim, we assume you don't have to separate Trumah and Chutz La'aretz. A couple of Gemara sound like, but Tais did away with those Gemara. So we practice today, nobody's mafresh Trumas and Isis. Shemitah, nothing observes in Chutz La'aretz, because Min HaTorah, it doesn't apply. So Midir Abonim, like the Hecha Tais, they would have been included. Chal is the one exception to the rule, because Chala, in the eyes of Balavatim, isn't the mitzvah Tzuri Ba'aretz. Because most people, you bake the challah, where do you make your dough? In your kitchen, you make it in the bakery. That's not a farming kind of a mitzvah. You go to the store and you buy flour and you make it in your kitchen. So we don't kind of view that as an agricultural mitzvah. So Midir Rabbanan, because I were afraid that if people are not mafresh challah and chutz la'aretz, they're going to get confused. They're going to think, oh, we don't have to keep kosher in chutz la'aretz either. You don't have to mafresh challah, you can eat chazer, you know, everything goes in chutz la'aretz. Everything's fine in chutz la'aretz. Every time, I'd say every few months, this year was already twice in the last like 3 weeks, somebody comes up to me and with the same mistaken premise. I don't know where this, I mean, I guess I can figure out where this mistake came from. This mamash, it's such a bad mistake that I would have expected that like people would stop making it, but I guess it's a bad expectation. I was speaking about, I don't remember what the context was of Shabbos, and somebody came up to me and started saying, but according to the Ramban, Allah Torah, who says that mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz are only the Rabbanon, da 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 da. So I said, huh? I said, about 3 weeks ago, somebody said to me also, according to the Ramban, da da da. And a few years ago, somebody said, according to the Ramban, I get very agitated when I hear that, because, lo hayudvar, the Ramban says a chalila. Chas b'haskin, the Ramban would say such a ridiculous thing. Ramban didn't say that. You take a look at all the Rambans, as the Ramban and Pashas told us, the Ramban, the Pashas Achrim, the Ramban, three, four places, all the Torah, where the Ramban develops this idea that the Ika Shmiras HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Israel. The goal of Shmiras HaMitzvahs is to be in the Beis Hashem, Heichal Hashem. That's what mitzvah is supposed to be performed. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu also gave us mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. So it's almost like a derech hashkof and machshava. It's almost like a preparation. It's like spring training. It's like it's getting us ready to come back to Eretz Israel. But chalila v'chalila, the Ramban said mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz at the Ramban. It's a joke. He said you have mishnayot, the Gemara, the Ramban, the Gemara pshut about bayit. So people hear the pasuk they want to hear. They don't hear the pasuk they don't want to hear. So anyway, so get back to the story. So, but chalas tachem midrabban. If a person would have said chalas midrabban, that wouldn't have screamed at him. I didn't scream at him. I just said it in a nice way. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I said it in a nice way. Okay, I didn't say that. So, but chalim chutzlars is tachem only midrabban because min atayr it's tachem mitzatli baretz. So one could have argued that even though chal eretz Yisrael is also derabbanan today, and chalas chutzlars is also derabbanan. But the Gemara says in Becheiris there are still differences. We're still much more makil in Chalas Chutz La'aretz than we are in Chalas Eretz Yisrael. There are things that we do Bizman Hazeh in Chala in Tinek that we wouldn't do in Chala in Eretz Yisrael. So the Marshal, the Gemara says that in Chalas Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh before you eat. You can't eat the pizza and then be mafresh later. In Chutz La'aretz, no big deal. Eat first and worry about it later. Ocha v'chakach mafresh. Whether it didn't, that sometimes Chalas Chutz La'aretz is butler. But again, there are different shoes, different halachs, different kulas that we have in Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Even though the Bokhtir Rabban and Chalas Chutz La'aretz are significantly more lenient. So maybe one could have argued that even in the world of the Shach, you want to be Machmir for a Benetam, hey, Zolzayin, you make Lokshin in Eretz Yisrael, okay, let's look at Eretz Yisrael. Which companies make Lokshin in Eretz Yisrael? Which noodle products in Eretz Yisrael? Osem, I don't know, they make the little tiles. Who makes the noodles? I don't know, never, okay. What? Shibolas, that's the company. Shibolas, okay, so Shibolas makes the. So when Shibolas makes stuff in Eretz Yisrael, okay, you want to be chayish for a minute. When Achmeis, Geffen, Ungers, Chustas noodles, I don't know, they make noodles in America. Gesh, meh, who cares? We don't have to be chayish for a minute. But the Shach Lamais doesn't say that. The Shach lived in Vilna, so he wasn't living in Eretz Yisrael. So he sounds like he wants to be mach even in Chutzpah. Do we have to be chayish for the Shach? So some Acharen, because the Chiva quotes some Acharen, will say, wait a second, that we're not even sure that Rabbeinu Tam himself said that noodles are chayim and challah. Why? Why are we not even sure Rabbeinu Tam said noodles are chayim and challah? Because what Rabbeinu Tam said? Rabbeinu Tam said a blila ovash and his bash was chayim and challah. But Tamid Rabbeinu Yehuda said there's another condition. It has to be what? Derech achilas what? Derech achilas pas. It's got to smack a little bit of a bread kind of a food. So if you want to tell me you have something which is almost like a bready kind of a food, it almost like resembles something like a sandwich a little bit, but it's a blue ovish and it's bashla. You want to tell me that Rabbeinu Tam was mechayev dadim chala, and you want to be chayshish l'chumra for Rabbeinu Tam mechatchilu b'lad abrach? Maybe, kenzai. What would be a good example of that? Give me an example of something that's a blue ovah Shinas bashla, that it's more bready than noodles. It's something that's more of a staple of a, it gives off the impression more of a bread than noodles. What is it? Crouton. What? Knedelach. No, so we have to, we really need some kitchen help over here. So, knedelach and the, what? Yeah, but they, I mean, they're, knedelach made out of matzah meal. They're made out of regular matzah meal, and they're thrown to it. No, we need something else. We need something else. So, mashikorin, kreplach. That's what you really meant to say. Kreplach, knedelach. You meant kreplach. You meant kreplach. Okay. So, kreplach. That's a blila ova. It's made out of thick dough, and it's thrown into a pot of water. It's this bashla, but at least it gives off somehow, you know, you fill it up with meat, you know, that gives more of a sandwich, more of a derechless pas, kenzain, than just some bowl of pasta or something. Or, for those who are not into the Yiddish-speaking terms, so we call them wontons, okay? So, amuchurotons. So, if we were writing Taisusim today, we would probably write, you know, mashikorin wonton, and then some targum would say, I ain't the Chinese word for wonton. So, I think we get the basic picture. Wontons, kreplach, okay? So maybe one could argue that the medvar where Rabbeinu Tam is going to be mechayev simchala, and maybe we should be cheshish for Rabbeinu Tam. That's the gabe the wontons and the kreplach. But legabe the, you can mix me up as best as Canadian. But legabe the pasta, legabe the lakshin. So lakshin, it could be even Rabbeinu Tam wasn't being cheshish. So it's really it's a chumra gabe chumra gabe chumra. So the shach doesn't draw this distinction. The shach just says we should be chala Rabbeinu Tam the chumra and finish. So Pesachuba quotes others and say, well, maybe even that's too much of a chumra. I don't think the minhag is to be chayshu Rabbeinu Tam today. Anyone knows anything about Ashkochas? Anyone knows what they do in the Geffen noodle companies? I don't think anyone's. I'm not sure. I think Derech HaShulchan writes that the minhag is not this way. We generally don't accept Rabbeinu Tam. This chalas chutzla zich is only the rabbanon. The whole thing is of the chumra gabi chumra gabi chumra. So we're not mechayshu to be chayshu this. I don't think that the minhag is to be mach, but I can't say with absolute certainty. Anyone who knows anything about the noodle factories can keep me posted. But I call upon him in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam is not called the chalal of his chala. The Shach quotes it as it's a Yeshova Mahachmir, and the Piskachuva chisels away at it, and others chisel away at it as well.
No.
So Sufganiyot is a tricky thing. So Sufganiyot is probably closer to the wontons and the kreplach than it is to the noodles. So according to those who are choshish etam, and say that Rabbeinu Tam himself would have said that, so they would be choshish. So what do they do? People are mafish challah and donuts? I don't think they bake. I'm not sure. I have to check with the Czechs of Daniel people whether the mafish challah and the donuts. I don't know what our policy is in our bakeries, but the mafish challah and the donuts. I can't tell you. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't tell you for sure. So there are definitely grounds to be making a list. But again, the donuts probably are more chumra than the lakshin, because the donuts, so you have this pure shach question. So yechayish v'shach nachayish v'finish. I think the Yechayish Shulchan writes that it's in Lita they weren't so chayish v'shach. I think that's what he writes. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, so this is vis-a-vis Hilchas Chala. Then we move into Hilchas Brachas, and our take in Hilchas Brachas should be, we're expecting even more coolers in Hilchas Brachas. Why? Because even Rabbeinu Tam himself, who said something, either about kreplach or about donuts or about lakshin, but Lamaisa, we're not even so sure that Rabbeinu Tam said that out in Hilchas Brachas. So let's say, in Lakshin in Hilchas Brachas, we're not expecting anything. We're not expecting any chubas of anything, because even Rabbeinu Tam conceded that you don't make anything more than mezonis, because it's lacking to a pass. But what would Rabbeinu Tam say? What? How would, should we paskin if you have, let's say you have a donut, you have kreplach, things like that. What would Rabbeinu Tam say about that in terms of Hilchas Brachas? So that ultimately boils down to, what's Rabbeinu Tam? Is Rabbeinu Tam just a din Isa? Or is Rabbeinu Tam a din Lechem, the old child that we spoke about already last week? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's presented in Hilchas Brachas a little bit different than it's presented in Hilchas Chala. In Hilchas Brachas, the general mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Brachas is that we don't really accept Rabbeinu Tam. Meek Mikri didn't really follow the Rash, that the whole thing is not true. Everything is Mizaynis, because everything is with Avashin is Bashla, so there's no Chiv at all. But then, almost as an afterthought, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Who saw? Yirei Shemayim. The big Yirei Shemayim. Everyone, who doesn't want to be Yirei Shemayim? So, the only thing we ask for in the Bracha of Rosh Chodesh twice. Everything else we're okay with. You know, you ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu for health. For everything else would be one time is sufficient. The only thing he asks for double dosages of Yirei Shemayim. Why do you ask a double dose of Yirei Shemayim? So they say, the Bali Musa say, because he asked for Yirei Shemayim, and then he asked Kaddish Baruch Hu for Oshav HaChavod. And then you realize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually grants you that wish and gives you the Yosher V'Chavod, you're in big trouble. Because if you have a lot of Osher, a lot of Kavod, then you need a double dosage of Yerushalayim to combat that Bracha. So that's what we ask a second time around for Yerushalayim. That's what it said. It's probably a better reason than that, but not for now. So Yerushalayim is a good thing. So the Musa for today. Okay, good. So comes the Shulchan Aruch in Luchos Brachos and says, it's kind of an afterthought, Yerushalayim should be Choshesh for a Ben Etam. Now it's a funny Yerei Shemayim over here. It's a super duper. It's a triple dose of Yerei Shemayim because you should be chayishish for Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore what? Well, we don't want to tell you to actually make a bracha on that because that would be a Yerei Shemayim making a bracha batola. So the chashash for Rabbeinu Tam is going to translate to mean basically don't what? Don't eat the food, or at least eat it in the middle of a meal where you already potted yourself with the hamotzi. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch recommends. That Yerei Shemayim should really be Chayshiv Rabbeinu Tam, and to do what? To treat it like a shtickle spake at the Dina. We're not sure what bracha to make on this food, and therefore, don't eat it out of the context of a meal. Now, there's a double dosage of Yerei Shemayim here, because the whole Rabbeinu Tam is a Das Yochid. It's such a Das Yochid, it didn't even make it to the page in Yerodeya. Hilchos Challah, nobody says Yerei Shemayim anymore. That we needed the Shach and tell us to be Machmir. The Shulchan didn't even quote it in Hilchos Challah. But it was bracha for some reason. Shulchan Aruch felt it's more of an important chashash, but it's a double chiddush because not only are we chayish Rabbeinu Tam, we're being chayish for the version of Rabbeinu Tam that he actually said it vis-a-vis brachas. We're not even sure he even said it concerning brachas. So it's really a tzachumra gabi chumra gabi chumra of the Yerei Shemayim. So the Shulchan Aruch is recommending that a person who eats, let's say, a donut, so a person really shouldn't eat the donut outside the context of the meal. The person's eating the kreplach shouldn't really eat out the context of the meal. He should always eat it as part of the meal, because otherwise he's potentially touching on a suffix brachas. So the later Bosmith Ramah writes already that we're not so chayshish for this. Not so Yerei Shemayim. We're not so concerned about this Rabbeinu Tam. We don't really consider this to be a real suffix, except the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Acharonim. Let's say this could potentially somehow, some shape or form, turn into a potential deraisa. Deraisa, what deraisa is here? Hamaitzim ezaynus, what's about deraisa? Well, you could theoretically have a scenario where you could have a shot of a deraisa. If a guy ate a lot of this kind of stuff, and now he's really full, and he ate mamash kadei svia, and the question becomes, well, is he supposed to bench or not? So benching now becomes a whole new world. We have to look at the shayla from a whole new set of glasses. Now we're looking at it through the eyes of a deraisa. So, are we really truly convinced that Rabbeinu Tam is not right? He's so not right. We're so convinced against Rabbeinu Tam that we're going to tell the guy, don't even worry, you don't have to bench. It's not even a suffix, even a level there. It's not even a chashash Rabbeinu Tam. So, the Mishnah Berurah backpedals a little bit. He says, well, if you ate a lot, so then now we're a little bit nervous. Now we get a little bit concerned. That maybe Ken Zayin, Yimachuyiv, and Brichas HaMazon, Deraisa, that's already a whole different ballgame. So that Mishnah Berurah starts to hem and haw about. Maybe one has to be concerned with that. But Mishnah Berurah says, no, in the end of the day, he doesn't even think it's a suffix. It's not even a suffix, even a suffix mashu. We don't accept Rabbeinu Tam. In the end of the day, we don't really follow Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, a Bli La'ova that was made with absolute intention of cooking it or deep frying it, we could say with a straight face, it's not chayv in challah, it's not chayv in hamitz, it's not chayv in hamazon. We have nothing really true to be concerned with. So when all the dust settles, Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is not really accepted. It's a lot of lumbas, spent 3 days on it, but at the end of the day, it's not really accepted in mainstream in hilchos challah. It made it into a shach. We're not even sure how far that shach goes. And it made it into almost the Yerei Shemayim with the Shulchan Aruch, and it didn't really make it really truly lahalacha. So we don't really accept Rabbeinu Tam. Nice lumdas. Hopefully everyone enjoyed Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said this, did he say that? But at the end of the day, la halacha, most of the Rishonim side with the Rash. That's what I think we pointed out back when we learned Bishul Basra Cholov. So we said, I think we spoke about the Bishul Akam dimension of this for a moment, did we? About the donuts? About the coolers and the chumras? I don't remember mentioned this. So it comes out, and in camp we probably spoke about it. The Poskim discuss concerning Bishul Akam. There's a difference in halacha between Bishul Akam and Pasach. But he spoke about this?
Yeah.
We did, right? We did. There's a difference between Bishul Akam and Pasachim. Bishul Akam is also, even Bezman Hazeh, Pasachim, if it's Pas Palt, if it was made by a professional baker, the Mikra, then it doesn't really apply Bezman Hazeh. How do you know whether something is called Pas or something is called Bishul? So Tosfos writes, Maseches Beitza, it all depends on one thing, if you make a Motzi or not. If you make a Motzi on it, then that's called Pas. If you don't make a Motzi, then it's called Bishul. So Tosfos writes, what if you have something that's called Pasachim Bekistin, it's like cookies and cake, that In theory, you'd make a ma'atzi. If you ate enough of it, you would make a ma'atzi. But normally, you don't make a ma'atzi. So Tosfos calls 2 days. Is that called bishul? Is that called pas? And we're making on that shal. There are more paskins that we treat cookies and cakes as being more pas than bishul, which works out good for us. Therefore, end them into kosher. All these kinds of these goyisha cookies and cakes we pass in a kosher because they have a shame pas on them. Since every once in a while, you would make a ma'atzi on them. So now the shal becomes, what about the donuts? You have Dunkin' Donuts. So Dunkin' Donuts, according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you would make a ma'atzi on them. But according to us, you would never. Even if you eat 100 donuts, you wouldn't make a ma'atzi on them because they're not even possible because then we pass it, they're not possible at all. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch, Yirei Shemayim held that way, but we're not even chayshish for that. The Mishnah Berurah said even by derayis, by suffering because of derayis that we don't even care about. So the whole Rabbeinu Tam was nimnu v'gam with the Rishonim Paskin against Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rishonim Paskin against Rabbeinu Tam, so now when you have a Dunkin' Donuts, wait a second, forget about being mafresh chalef, forget about being a bracha, straif, because it's mamish bishalachim, was made by goyim. It wasn't pas palta. Pas palta is only good on something which is at least a something of a pas. Either real bread or pas palta. Because you can hang on to the shape pas to some degree, so then you can call it pas palta. But if it's not even in the parish of pas altogether, because the Tav is not accepted, so we're going to be making a bishalachim, that doesn't make any sense. So some wanted to argue that. No, that way bishalachim is very kal, very lenient, so we're relying on Rabbeinu Tav and bishalachim. The Mishnah Berurah just says machria that legabe bichsa mazon deraisa, we don't even treat it as a suffix. No one's being mafresh challah anymore in this. You're going to turn around and say that no, we rely on Rabbeinu Tam. That's not fair. That's overdoing it. So that's what we pointed out that the contemporary poskim say, quote this from Rabelski, others have said that you're right that Dunkin' Donuts a takra bishalachim. The mamash should be asrach bishalachim. The only reason why they're mutter is for a total quirk. The quirk was, who remembers the quirk? Oh, there's a special din in Hilchos Bishalachim that it's Ein Oilo Shulchan Malachim that's Mutter. So that's why it's Mutter, because you don't serve donuts at a fancy meal. Shulchan Malachim means a steak dinner or something. You don't serve donuts at a fancy meal, so Mamela, it should be Bishalachim, but it's going to be Mutter based on that. So we said at the time that there's we're Maviach something based on that, because we have a rule in Pasachim that anything that's Mutter, it's Pasachim, it's Pas Palter. It's Mutter all year long, but we have a minig not to do during a Seres Mechuvah. The Shulchan calls him the Gaonim. That during Aseres Mechuvah not to rely on the Kula Pas Palter. So we wouldn't eat Entenmann's cookies and cakes during Aseres Mechuvah. But Dunkin' Donuts are mutter even during Aseres Mechuvah. Because Dunkin' Donuts are mutter for a different reason. They're not mutter out Pas Palter. They don't make the mark of Pas Palter. They're mutter for another reason. The other reason is because it's Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim. Pas doesn't have the Kula Ola Shulchan Malachim. Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim is just the Kula and Bishul, not a Pas, for whatever reason. So you have two different things on the table. I have Entenmann's cookies and Dunkin' Donuts. So they're both mutter for totally different reasons. Entenmann's cookies are mutter because they're pas palter. Dunkin' Donuts are mutter because they're bishalachim, but there happen to be a kula leniency of Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim. The maila is that Eina Ola Shulchan Malachim is a good kula all year long. That's the Gemara's kula. Pas palter is a shvacha kula. Pas palter we're not so happy with. So during Aseres Mechuvah Machmer. That was the psach that we've given many times, that Entenmann's cookies are mutter all year long, but should be avoided during Aseres Mechuvah. Dunkin' Donuts, I think, are mutter all year long, including Aseres Mechuvah. Till Kol Nidre, you can eat your Dunkin' Donuts. But the Entenmann's donuts are what? Entenmann's donuts are not real donuts. What are they? They're just cake. They just put some chocolate smattering on it. They're like the Entenmann's cookies, so they are mutter all year long, but a different cool. They're mutter out pas palter, so therefore we should be machmer them during Aseres Mechuvah. That's, I think, the breakdown is. No, that's what I said. That kula doesn't apply to pas. For whatever reason, the post can say that we don't find in the sugya of pas palta in pas akam a kula of Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim. So you have to figure out why. Right. That's right. You have to figure out why that's so. But that's what we assume halacha. That's the case, right? Should be that because maybe generally bread is always considered to be, in a sense, Ola Shulchan Malachim. Yeah, I think so. Okay, any other questions on the challah, brachas, anything about life? No? Okay, move on to the next thing. Okay. Thank you.